Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I am Pastor Rob. I am the associate pastor here at Gloria Day to the League City community, and how blessed am I to be here with you. As Pastor Dan mentioned, we are celebrating Gloria Day's 50th anniversary. And just as special, in 3 weeks, we're celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Now, to celebrate that Reformation, we have started a new sermon series. It's about the solas of the Reformation, the alones. These are foundational statements of what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a Lutheran. And on the logo that we have up there for the sermon series, we get to share more about what those solas are. The first one is sola scriptura, scripture alone. The second one is sola fide, faith alone. And the last one is sola gratia, grace alone. See, you get to learn some Latin today at church. And this is what we're going to be focusing on these next couple of weeks. And this week especially, we're focused on scripture alone. So why talk about scripture alone? Kind of makes sense as a church to be in the Bible, right? What's going on for the Reformation to make this a foundational statement? Well, our Lutheran reformers, as well as other reformers within the church, these are people trying to get back to the Bible. They said that, hey, we have to have a high view of Scripture, our faith. Everything starts where God's Word is at. And the reason why they had to do that is because others said, you know what? We don't need Scripture. If we spend time outside, we have a good relationship with God. If I'm happy with God, then God's happy with me. There is no need for the Word. Does that sound familiar? You ever heard people say that, like, I'm good with God, I don't have to be at church, I don't need to know the Bible because we're good? This problem or this issue continues from the Reformation, continues today. Now, in the same way, again, the Lutheran Reformer said Scripture is a foundational statement. There are others who said the same thing. Except what they said is, well, what we teach and speak as a church is just as important as what Scripture says. In fact, don't worry about having a relationship with God. We got you covered. We've got priests, we got clergy, we have people studying the Bible. Just know the pastor is up there doing the Lord's Supper and attend, and it's all good. And see, what happened was is that the church created professional Christians. That's being said by a professional Christian. See, I'm a pastor. I spent many years studying what God's Word to say so I could share it with others. Here at Gloria Day, we have directors of Christian education. They are taught to help share Scripture with others. We have teachers here who have studied to help teach Scripture. We have professional Christians. And the problem is we think it's a job of the professional to share Scripture to those outside, and we're all good. And I say that because that's a mistake that I made. I'm sharing with you something I've been dealing with before I came to seminary. See, before all that started, people asked me, why didn't I become a pastor? I had an easy answer for them. I can't do that. When I came to church, when I sat down and listened to my pastor preach, it affected me here. When our praise band back at Prince of Peace were playing, the music, the emotions, it filled me up. Each week, the sermons were different, the songs were different, and yet it's like they knew what I needed to hear. I don't have that gift. I don't have that skill. Today's a special day. I told people I would never be a pastor. I told people that I could never be in front of people sharing God's Word. Here I am, as a pastor, for the first time sharing God's Word as a pastor. Be careful what you tell people. That's what I learned. Thank you. And why this change happened, though, was because I thought I knew Scripture. I was that smart kid who had a few words to say in class. I studied all those fun stories that people don't talk about. But it doesn't mean I had a relationship with God. It doesn't mean my faith was based on what the Bible said. It simply said I knew what the Bible said. only when I started digging deeper into Scripture, learning about my faith with my Father in heaven, did things change in my life. So how do we do that? How do we dig deep into Scripture, talk about why we're here, Scripture alone? But I have a warning. When you dig into the Scripture, when you start to have a relationship with your Father in heaven, things can change. So why are we here? Why are we here in church? Well, if you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it states that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Our scriptures start off by making some very, very important points. There is a God. That God created all things. And if you keep reading, that God wanted to have a relationship with his creation, with all of us. In fact, if somebody asks you, what is the point of Scripture? What is the point of all these pages? You can sum it up in one sentence. The Bible is about our relationship with our Creator. That's what this is all about right here. But plans change. After chapter 3, that relationship becomes broken. There's hurt, there's sadness, there's anger. That relationship needed love and forgiveness. And we thought we could do it ourselves. We thought we could make God love us and care for us. We didn't make the cut. As we continue to read Scripture and the stories in here, we see the need for this love in our lives as they needed it. And you know what God kept on promising again and again in the Old Testament? His love for his creation. His promise to redeem them and make them anew. So here we are, as Christians, together meeting, talking about Scripture, about our relationship with our Father in heaven. And what did he do? He sent his Son down. God came down to make our relationship right. He lived with us. He suffered with us. He even died for us. And through his resurrection, his life, we get to have a relationship with the Father. Not because of what we did, because what God did. And that is why we're here. And I just shared with you a whole bunch of biblical truths. I just shared with you that there's a God. He created all kinds of things. That we had a relationship with God, which most don't even talk about. It was broken and needed love and forgiveness. If you hear that for the first time and have questions about that, what does that mean? I ask you to share that with those who are with you. I ask you to bring it up at small group and talk about what does it mean to have a God that created things. Know that we here as a church want to have these conversations. We want to dig deeper in what Scripture has to say about it. So this is why we are here, about a relationship with our Father. Then how does that happen? Our gospel today comes from John chapter 6. And that's actually on page 892. So if you want to open up your Bibles and flip to page 892, it's the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Now what's going on, as you're finding that, page 892, Jesus is at the height of his popularity in northern Israel. He is teaching to probably most likely thousands of people wanting to hear him. But there's a problem. They're listening to Jesus because they're hoping Jesus is going to overthrow the Roman government. They're hoping Jesus is going to overthrow a corrupt religious establishment. They're listening to Jesus to hope that he is going to make their life good. But that's not why Jesus is there. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me. Oh, John chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, yet you do not believe. Again, these people weren't believing who he was. And all that the Father gives me will come to me. Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. For I have come down here from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This relationship between him and the Father. And this is his will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Jesus is saying why he is here. He is making a point, I am here to help you be with the Father. So come to me. Which he says in verse 37. This is why Jesus has his ministry. So this is how we come to Jesus. We're supposed to come to him to know the Father. How do we do that? How do we fulfill what Scripture is saying here? Well, the Scripture tells us about it. First off, being in the Word. To have faith, to believe who the Son is, you have to hear about it. Which means you need somebody to tell you about it. Not just Sunday, you know, a pastor, but you have to hear it out there, what God has done with you, this relationship. You need to be in prayer with your Father in heaven. Throughout the Old Testament, throughout Scripture, we see God's people praying to God because he listens to them. Jesus takes time with his disciples to teach them how to pray. And the rest of Scripture teaches us how we pray because of what our Father in heaven, because of what Jesus did with our Father in heaven. Another way we get to come to Jesus is through baptism. This is why baptism is so important here at Gloria Day. Baptism, according to Paul in Romans 6, it ties us to the death and resurrection of Jesus. And throughout the New Testament, we learn baptism connects us to the promise God gave to Abraham in Genesis, which means throughout all Scripture, God keeps his promise to his people the entire time. Another way that we get to come to Jesus is by receiving the Lord's Supper. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, Jesus tells us on the night which he was betrayed, take bread, eat it. This is my body, which is given for you. Take, drink. This is my blood shed for you, forgiveness of sins. He is present with us when we come up here today. I just shared with you a whole bunch of biblical truths about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, with our Father in heaven. A lot of Christians have different ideas about that. They have different views how you read Scripture about that. And my encouragement to you then is share that with others. Talk about what this means to you, what you've read from Scripture, and hear from them. And the best part, according to Jesus, he sends a helper to help us deal with it. The Holy Spirit. And when we have the Spirit in our lives, when we're in the Word, things can happen. So let's take a look at that. This is what's called the epistle reading. It's a reading from the letters in the back of the New Testament. This is a letter to Timothy. It's on page 996 in your Bible in front of you. So who's Timothy? Because that's what the letter's addressed to. Timothy is a young pastor who's been learning under Paul, who actually was learning about Christianity from his mother and grandmother. And here he is now a pastor in a different town, and Paul's giving him encouragement. Oh, wait a second. Young pastor who's away from his teachers at a new church, new place, and they know more than him. Kind of sounds familiar. This is why we need to be in Scripture. And he gives this encouragement to this young pastor. I'm going to read a little bit for you, starting in verse 15. Now, from childhood, you've been acquainted with the sacred writings and are able to make you wise for salvation through the faith in Christ Jesus. He reminds Timothy of what he's been taught. Now, the reason why he does that is because just before then, Paul talks about the persecution he's facing. Paul warns Timothy about the persecution other Christians are facing. To tell people about the relationship with God, people are dying, they're suffering. Paul warns Timothy that when you get to that church, there's going to be people that are going to take the ideas from the culture, ideas from what they've grown up with, and mix it with what Scripture says about God. That's a really scary and dangerous thing to be in. So does he tell Timothy to, don't worry about it, you'll handle it. You've been taught the best way to speak. You know how to talk in front of people. Just trust that. This is what he says, verse 16. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Paul reminds Timothy, trust the foundation. Trust Scripture. And there's some encouragement here for me, and this was what helped me to be where I'm here today. Because Paul does not tell Timothy, certain scriptures do certain things to people. He says, all scripture is for teaching, for reproof, correction, for encouragement. All scripture. As I come up here in front of you, I don't know how you're feeling right now with the sermon. For some of you, you might be excited to go home, open up your Bible for maybe the first time in a while, and read about your relationship with your Father in heaven. Maybe you're excited. Maybe you're feeling right now, this is like, Pastor, we've heard this before. Good! I hope we hear it more. Maybe you're thinking, I haven't opened my Bible in a long time. What have I been doing wrong? There's a whole bunch of things happening in our hearts. And I bet for some people here, I've talked a lot, I've talked very fast, and I've made a lot of points. And you're asking yourself, whoa, I've even never heard this before. I've never seen it connected this way. How do I make sense of it? These are all good things. What's happening right now is the Holy Spirit is working on your heart, on your mind right now, as you try to process God's word. And that's encouragement for me, because if he's doing that, that means I've shared God's word. And I hope that brings out conversations with others in your family, maybe co-workers, because that's how we get into the Bible. So what can we do? If this is all that's happening, what can we do as believers here at Gloria Day? How can we help share about this relationship we have with God and tell people out those doors? Our family ministry team has set up and created a handout for us that you can go outside in the commons and pick up a copy. You can read about the Reformation, more details about it. But on the backside are different devotionals based off the sermon series. You can take this home and read it with yourself, your family, maybe some co-workers, and see what Scripture has to say about what Christ did on that cross. And my goal, my hope, my prayer for you is as you're in Scripture, as you follow these devotions, you get to share it with others. So let me ask you, how cool, how glorious would it be if Gloria Day as a whole church, all our services together, were in God's Word these next couple weeks? Would that be good? Huh? Yes. But what would be even more cool is if we actually tell others, share that relationship. Now, if that happens, who's the glory go to? Does it go to the guy up here sharing it? No. Does it go to you because you stood up and actually shared God's faith with others? No. That's God working right there. That's the Holy Spirit encouraging you, be with you to share that relationship. And may that glory be to God. Amen. Amen.